Since I am ideal, I am done. Since I am ideal, I am done. I speak my word every moment of my life, and I say, I am ideal. I am ideal. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal. Everything I do is ideal. I could say I am divine. That's beautiful, too. But when I say I am ideal, I am done. I have fulfilled all the things I could speak my word for. I have fulfilled all the things that I could ever desire in my heart and my mind and my soul. And then I live that way. I live that way because that is just the way I am. And how wonderful that is. I am ideal. I am done. When you are ideal, you cook your steak ideal. You make your salad ideal. Beautiful salad. Anita would always love to make the salad so colorful and so beautifully designed and laid out. She'd put each condiment, salad item in perfect order. Ellen does the same thing. Makes each salad plate look like a masterpiece. Make each salad plate look ideal. Could you make the salad plate look more ideal? No. Does a salad plate need dressing? No, because it already is such a beautiful picture by itself. It is fulfilled and beautiful and wonderful in every way by itself, and it is done. It is completely done. Now, when the food is cooked, it is done. When things are done, they are done, and that's all that there is to it. There's nothing more that needs to be done, because it is done. Now, when you know that these things are done, when you know that this is life, when you know that this is all that it takes to make everything perfect, then it is done. Are you ready to go through life and say, I am ideal, I am done? Are you ready to say, I am all that there is and all that matters? I am the fulfillment of every beautiful, glorious ideal in my life. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal person. I am the ideal father. I am the ideal mother. I am the ideal son and daughter. I am the ideal grandparent. I am the ideal everything. Whatever I do, I am the ideal. Now, I don't say to myself, I'm better than anybody else, like we say before. All I say is that I am the ideal. And when I say I am the ideal, then I am saying that everything I do is wonderful. Everything I do is fantastic. Everything I do is joyous. Everything I do is marvelous. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My ideal spirit, mind, and body. There's nothing to improve. There's nothing to make better. People come to me with healing needs, and they say, Dr. Byerly, would you help me? I need this here, and I need that. And I say to them, are you competent enough to lie to yourself? Now, can you lie to yourself? Can you? Well, what do you mean? Can you say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm ideal right now. But that's not so. I want to be whole and perfect. I want to be ideal right now. I want to be that. Well, so long as you want it, then you are not claiming that you already have it. Because, as we say, all good is already here. All bad is already here. All we have to do is claim it. Whatever we claim is ours. Now, if we're going to claim good, then that good is ours. So, you say, I am ideal and I am done. I don't have to do anything more. I don't have to ad lib on there and say, I have an ideal heart, mind, soul. Those are fine things to say, but the thing is they just cloud up the issue. When you are ideal, there is no separation between your heart, eyes, and nose and all these other things. You are one. You are one. And if you are one, then you are the ideal one. And you say to yourself, I am ideal. And it is done. Yes, it is done, because there's nothing else to be done. There's nothing else for you to do. There's nothing else for the world to do. There's nothing else for life to do. You are done. Now, are you ready to be done? Are you ready to claim that you are done, and that you're fantastic, that you're magnificent, and that you're wonderful in every possible way? If you're ready to claim that, then you're ready to enjoy it. If you're ready to claim it, then you're ready to know that it's so. Now, start acting as though it's so, and it'll be so. When you say to a little boy, just act as though you have your horse. Act as though you have your pony. Act as though you have your friend back. Act as though everything is wonderful. When a child gets upset with his friend and says, I never want to see him, I never want to see him, never, 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 never. And if the parents stay out of it, it's only a few more minutes, maybe a day or so, and they're the best of buddies again. They're the best of friends again, because they don't hold a grudge. They don't hold on to the negative. They hold on to the positive. They don't think of their life being without their best friend. They think of their life only being with their best friend, enjoying everything in life that it has to offer, and fulfilling themselves in every wonderful way. Now, this takes a little bit of imagination. It takes a little bit of confidence in yourself. I am ideal. Now, it is done. Since I am ideal, it is done. There's nothing more to be done. There's nothing more to be added to who I am and why I am and how I am and where I am. When I say I have the ideal body, my body is ideal. My body is the expression of all that is good. It's divine. It always was divine, always will be divine, always was ideal, always will be ideal. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. There's only now. And so as I live in this now, in this awareness that I am ideal now, it is done. Claim it, name it. We say this so often. Name it and claim it. Recognize the truth about yourself. Recognize the truth about who and what you are, and then be it. Recognize that that's all that matters. Nothing else in any way matters whatsoever, because it's just the truth that you want. And the ideal exists, and you claim that ideal is what you are now. Now, you can claim that you're sick, you're sick, you're sick, and you'll be sick. You're sick and sick, sick, sick. You'll be sick. I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor, I'm poor. And you'll be poor. Yeah, I'm unhappy. And you'll be unhappy. But when you go to yourself and say, I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am sound of mind and body. When you say, I am ideal. Get used to saying, I am ideal. Get used to telling yourself that you're ideal. Get used to telling yourself the truth about yourself, that you are ideal, you're wonderful, you're magnificent, you're glorious in every single way in your life. You're glorious in every single way in your life. Yes, and it is now. And I am ideal. It's done. I am the ideal man. It's done. I don't have to make these statements of all these details, because I draw my attention to the fact that I might not be ideal. But if I say I'm ideal, the only thing that the word ideal means to me is it's done. It's fulfilled. It's wonderful. It's magnificent. It's glorious. It's beyond whatever words can say. It is fabulous. It is grand. It is now. I am ideal. I am ideal. I am ideal. And it is done. Say that. Know that. Say that. Believe that. Live that. Don't try to make it happen. It's done. Just be aware that your name, my name is Herb Byerly. So I don't have to say I wish I were Herb Byerly, because I am. And you are whoever you are. And you are the ideal Herb Byerly. I'm the ideal Herb Byerly. You're the ideal you. And whatever that ideal is, claim it, name it, enjoy it, and thrill to it every moment of your life. Know that as I thrill to mine, I see you thrilling to yours. And I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.